Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
No, there was no under the towel rub down.
Herky jerky?
Especially since the towel on your face, that would have been strange.
Herky jerky?
Like rubbing your cheeks.
Coming to you live from Mary's Inlet, Canada, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, fan feedback, IBWIP News Bulletin, IBWIP Spaghetti Western, Stay in Character, and a total eclipse of the Heart Foundation with your co-host, The Voice.
Hey.
Intern Heather.
Hello.
And me, Mr. Lonely. And now your host, Blake Clayton!
I like that, Mr. Lonely. I think it definitely suits you to the fullest extent.
Aw, that's
Thank
sad.
Thank you.
You're lonely, and that's why you're my friend.
I'm so sad.
Why are you sad? You're sad? Why are you so sad? Are you sad because you're lonely, or are you lonely because you're sad?
There's a woman who did that pork chop, lamb chop.
Yeah.
Is that who it was, Shirley?
Sherry Lewis.
Why are you so sad? Why are you so sad?
What?
Do you need
it? It's before your time.
Google it.
Google.
Lamb chop and Charlie horse. And Hush Puppy was the other one.
Hush Puppy. All right, folks, welcome to episode 215 of the Burns of IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
The artist formerly known as Blake Clayton. We got a great show for you this evening, and we are... I don't know.
We're here.
Something funny. Something funny was going to happen.
We are something funny.
Wouldn't it be great if we could just say something funny throughout the show and people just laugh at it instead of us working to be funny?
They'll be like, that's killing me.
Something
All right.
funny.
Right During episode 214, my first co-host went to a place very few ever come back from, a trip to the Fireball train. Here she is, intern Heather.
Hello.
How are you?
I am very good. All moved in, and the Fireball train was a bumpy ride. But we made it to a final destination
successfully. I was worried about you. at one point, I was listening back to the show. I'm like, she's very angry.
Yeah.
She's very, very angry right now. You were very angry the whole time.
Oh, no.
It was funny.
You're a bad drunk.
You're a mean drunk. No. All right. Celebrating his one-year anniversary.
Yep.
He can and will make a music reference whenever possible. He is The Voice.
Hello, hello.
One year.
You've been putting up with my shenanigans for a full calendar year.
And because of that 1 year, you've gotten poontang to the left of you, poontang to the right of you, because of the show.
Wait, that's not a good place to have it. Usually you want it in front of you, right?
Front and center.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. It kind of ruins it now.
The poontang you can't reach is not the poontang you want.
Unless you're, you know.
Hey, I don't know. I like a little unreachable poontang. My co-host would be happy to upgrade you. All right, let me just start that over. My next co-host would be happy to upgrade you to a jacuzzi suite when you mention IBWIP. Let's give a round of applause for hashtag rename Jason.
That's pretty funny.
I wrote that.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Is that something I can be guaranteed?
That was in
reference. If I come into your hotel?
Yeah, that was in reference to you being a job guy.
We do get an IBWIP discount?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Jacuzzi discount.
Cool.
Come on in. We'll upgrade you from a standard to a suite.
Oh, wow. So there's a lot of stuff going on this evening, and I appreciate... by the way, my throat hurts, and I was asleep before this because it's really super important to me. That I have a good show, so I sleep prior to. So it's basically going to be on you guys to do everything this evening.
Great.
Awesome. Something funny right here. Right here.
Something funny.
Please insert something
good
funny.
Good stuff.
So I wanted
good joke so far.
I wanted to start show notes today to start with a tidbits. And we have quite a few little tidbits going on here.
Fan feedbacks.
Yeah, fan feedbacks, tidbits, announcements. First, we want to make a special IBWIP congratulations to PJ from Bruce City. He got married recently.
Well,
PJ,
there you
very
go.
Congratulations.
Bruce City, he looked adorable. His wife, beautiful. Looked radiant, looked very beautiful. The only thing I have to say, as a fashion guru, such as I mean,
right.
He didn't have any socks on his dress suits.
That's a fashion no-no.
Where are the pictures?
There are some pictures on Facebook.
Was he barefoot?
He had shoes on, but he had dress shoes on, but he didn't have no socks.
Sunny,
well, that's not barefoot.
Style.
What if he had ankle socks?
No see-ums.
I didn't
mm-hmm.
see him.
Yep. Oh yeah.
So congratulations to PJ. Next time you get married, please wear socks.
Next time, from your experience,
hey.
Next time he gets married.
Yeah, from my experience.
Do you think there's anyone named Bruce Itty?
No, I don't think so.
Ooh,
next,
that'd be good.
We got a message from Classy Vape.
Yes.
Classy Vape Company. They are going to be sending us some shirts. They're working on some special. Shirts just for us.
Are they classy shirts?
That's so awesome.
They'd be very classy.
Like a tuxedo
Aww,
shirt?
I love that.
Hold on. We breezed right past that. They're making special shirts for
the
show?
Yeah, based off of the review that we did.
Nice.
They had some that they wanted to do for us.
That's awesome.
And they sent us, I'm trying to go.
Oh, you got a proof?
No, I don't have a proof, but I've got an email from them.
So
with a proof on it?
They can't go back on this.
No, they can't go back. They have
you
to
can
make
take them.
Them
to court over
say, yeah.
the free shirt.
It says, hey, just checked it out. Hilarious. We are considering changing the description of Dapper to banana vaginas. You inspired us. Awesome job. We appreciate it. Justin is going to get some shirt sizes from you, and we will get some out in the mail. But then Justin emailed me right after that and said, hey, ha ha, Blake, which is...
Haha, like that whole thing.
Haha, just kidding.
Haha, good joke we made.
The YouTube video is awesome. Love it. Let me know what shirt sizes you guys will have. I'll get them headed your way. We might even do a custom shirt. Just saying, we had a pretty funny collective idea. So,
nice.
The idea is a collective one. So that makes it better.
I wonder if it's going to be an appropriate shirt for the public to see.
I'm hoping
yeah,
it's
I
not.
Hope so.
So, yeah, that's going on with so another satisfied customer.
Nice.
Even though we talked about having sex with a girl with a banana in her vagina, they still thought...
There's so much room in there, though, if you really think about it.
Oh, yeah. You,
in a vagina?
Ton of room.
Or...
Yeah.
A child can
have
pass
ever,
through it.
Heather,
you can easily fit a banana and...
Heather, have you ever seen the inside of a
orange.
Vagina?
Maybe once or twice. I don't know. It is pretty foreign.
It's no man's land.
Yeah.
And we got another... Let's see. Okay, we have... shit. We have
I saw that coming.
We have so many emails.
That's what you get for taking a nap today.
He's dropping things.
I'm dropping them like it's hot. We also had an email from... Oh, shit. I don't have it on here.
Better not have been from my grandma.
No, your grandma has not been bothering me lately.
Good.
Since I pissed her off.
She's been bothering me.
Oh.
It was Michael from, you know, Brandy from Audio Fog and Shockery Liquid.
Oh, yeah? Awesome.
Her husband, you remember her?
Oh,
husband,
Mr. Lawnmo.
Yeah.
Lawnmo and Listen.
He said he really liked the Classy Vape review.
Sure.
And he sent us a GIF.
Oh, he sent a GIF?
Oh,
okay.
I saw this.
Hold
this
on,
is not for the faint of GIF.
Yeah, and it was a girl shooting a banana out of her asshole and hitting another girl in the face.
Ah, that's so
wow.
good.
Wow.
So I thought it was awesome.
I would say, what gives them the right to send that kind of thing to us? But then I was like, oh, I've heard our show before. That falls in line with what we do.
Is that going to be the artwork for the episode?
Right, just, yeah.
And on iTunes?
Like, it said
like
something,
right
and the song was like something about eating a bitch or something, eating a bitch's ass.
He sent
ass.
You a song, too?
Well, no, it's on the GIF. It was
oh,
like,
okay.
it was...
It's everything you could. It's almost the perfect GIF.
The GIF GIFs don't have
the
songs.
GIF that keeps on GIFing.
Hold on, isn't it just a short video like a Vine?
There's no sound, thankfully.
Then how does it have a song?
I'd love to have that Benny Hill music to it.
Yeah, getting sax.
Yes, that's right.
I will send it to you, and you can judge. I will send it.
Boots Randolph
action. I'm excited.
The banana going out and then back in.
Part
of the way out, back in. All the way out. All the way back in.
And then some sassy Britain people.
In their underwear and Benny Hill's running around.
It is concerning that when he listens to our podcast, that's what he thinks of. He's like, that's what I'm going to send up.
You don't?
What do you think of? Tell us. That's what I think of.
I mean,
on
I think
point.
Of a beautiful. I think of like that moment when Julie Andrews is on the top of the mountain and she just like spins around
we
with her arms
We are listening
open.
To two different podcasts.
I think so.
I like it. And one of the big announcements, Five Points Tattoo out of North Carolina, they sent us a $50 donation.
Wow. How did they find the donation button under all that dust?
I don't know. I was afraid it wasn't working, but now we know it works.
God bless them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were nice enough to send it to us, and I instantly text messaged Jason and Heather, and I said, hey, we just got a donation of $50. And Heather said, what did you say, Heather?
I said we should spend it on Pop Rocks. I thought it would have been a great experience for all the listeners to hear the Pop Rocks in our mouths.
This is why she's not the treasurer.
Yeah. Moment of zen. I got great vibes.
I thought to myself for a few minutes, I thought, self? I was like, we could. We've done a... Heather's come up with a lot of great ideas since she's been on the show. I will say that.
Oh, so many.
I said, but she... $50 worth of Pop Rocks. That's about 48 packages.
Ransom worth of...
About 40 packages.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Or we could get another camera.
Both viable options.
Both viable options. But I thought it would be more personable if we got the extra...
Well, there's usually four of us on here.
Yeah.
And we only had three cams.
Yeah, now I got my own camera.
Well deserved. A year in, this is what you get. Happy year.
Yeah.
Thanks. Oh, that is a beautiful moment to have a
strike
camera.
A pose.
That's I always strike a pose.
Ooh. So I mean, I
still team Pop Rock, but
I haven't done it with four cameras in like a long time since I tried it.
It's
a long
an
time.
Extra button to push.
Well, it's an extra button to push, but it's also a lot more processing, and so I don't know. We're gonna find out if it turned
out. So maybe the Pop Rocks were the better option.
We'll find out. Well, and you know what? I will not be hesitant to say. Heather,
go to Casey's.
I told you so.
Is there a Pop Rock camera? Do they make a camera? Pop Rocks?
I don't know. We could.
Ooh, that would have been good,
like
too.
Like a Pop Rocks filter or something?
Yeah.
Something.
Oh, I thought you meant it was made of Pop Rocks. That you put the camera in your mouth.
That'd be great. Every box of Pop Rocks you get, there's a free camera inside.
I'm thinking of a game where everyone has to name objects, and every time they name one of them, or someone else names one, they have to choose someone else to put an entire bag of Pop Rocks in their mouth, and they have to hold it in their mouth until that game ends. That sounds like a good idea. I just don't know where it would go.
Oh, boy.
Building. That's a foundation idea.
Right.
Not really. Broad strokes.
You know what?
You think a lot about Pop Rocks.
I really do. There's a few things that I enjoy more than interactive
candy. This is a great
place
to workshop your ideas.
Could you think of Pop Rocks as like a sexual...
During the
podcast. Oh, they can be used that way.
That's kind of unhealthy, isn't it? To use stick Pop Rocks in your vagina.
Oh, that's
no, not
super
there.
Unhealthy.
No, that's not what I was referring to.
Oh, what were you referring
to? No, they can be used in oral sex.
Okay, there you go.
On a guy. Like the girl puts, or you know, whatever. If
you put him in his pee hole.
Oh
no! You don't,
stay away from the pee hole.
You don't blow like a blowgun.
That's how I've always done it.
Right inside, you just like jam him in there. Like you
may as well stick your dick in a light socket.
No, I'm pretty sure that can be done.
You know what I heard? I saw this little
next
thing
time from, on IBWIP.
I saw this really funny picture from Cosmo, and it was a sexual suggestion that you use a donut, and you put the donut around the guy's penis, and then you just eat around it and enjoy it.
And the guy's just like, hurry the fuck up and swallow that shit.
Why is it taking you so long?
D goes an M, hurry up.
She's like, I had a big breakfast.
I'm not as hungry as I was.
And then you get a glass of milk and a plate of bacon.
You dunk.
Just really make a day of it.
And teabag that milk.
You're like, I'm so fucking full. I don't even want to put that thing in my mouth.
I'm done. I'm done with this. Was a great experience.
Right.
He's just left there with a sticky dick.
This is going to be in the third 50 Shades of Grey movie. This is what's going to happen.
It's a food centric.
Yeah.
Dakota Johnson looks fat. She's been down in them donuts.
And I'm not talking PHAT.
Pretty hot and tempting.
So that's quite a few tidbits. Yeah. Got a lot of fan feedback.
Yeah,
kind of stuff
that's
going
awesome.
Well, let's hear the name of the place that donated one more time. What was the name? It's 5 Points.
5 Points Tattoo in North
that's awesome.
Carolina.
Yeah, everybody in the NC, go get your tattoos.
If you're in
at
the
5 Points
area, do that because that's cool. That was cool.
That's awesome of them. Thank
you. Actually,
guys.
The story behind
Thank
it is
you.
Is I got the email from PayPal. That said, hey, you have a donation? And I'm like, that can't be possible.
PayPal's broken.
We've been hacked.
Something is awry. And then I saw it was from, you know, 5 Points Tattoo, and I was like, I don't think I know anybody from there. You know, so it wasn't somebody that we already knew.
Yeah.
And so I emailed the person, and I said, hey, did you mistakenly donate us $50?
Oh,
wow, you
so
gave
cute.
Them an out.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
And I was like, did you push a wrong button or something? You
know? And they're like, yeah. And you're like, too late, sucker. We're buying Pop Rocks.
It really speaks to your self-esteem, Blake.
Amazon, I've already ordered the camera. No, but thank you guys. I appreciate it. If I ever get to North Carolina, now I want a free tattoo.
Oh, jeez.
Speaking of tattoos, Chloroform Billy. You remember Chloroform Billy?
Yes, I do.
He messaged me the other day and said, hey, I need a couple of the IBWIP logos. Because I plan on getting a tattoo.
Wow.
No way. For real?
Somebody's going to brand themselves with this?
Oh, my God. Yep. He has to send a picture. He has to send a picture.
Now, we had Chloroform Billy used to listen live when we used to do the live shows. Sure. And he would make the comments when we got on the board. So, apparently, he's still listening.
Yeah. He's still enjoying it.
So. That is awesome that he would get a
tattoo. Hey, Chloroform Billy.
Shout out, buddy.
And his wife, Angel, I believe.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. And she is an angel. All right. Here.
Ooh, I bet her name is Angel Dust.
Chloroform and Angel Dust.
Wow.
Okay.
It's time for the news. So, first thing in our news is actually an advertisement. General shout out to the Central Illinois area. If you are in the market for two burial plots, there is two of them going in Bloomington, Illinois, for $2,000. It was
together?
Yes, together. Two burial plots right next to each other.
Is that a good deal?
For $2,000 for both?
$2,000.
Okay.
So it's not $4,000.
Not $4,000.
No, $2,000
for both. That's a pretty good bargain.
That's my question. Is that a good deal?
Oh, yeah, that's a good deal.
How much did you pay for your burial plots? Do you have your burial plots picked out?
We don't have them picked out. I am going to be cremated.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And my testicles are going to be donated to
I can dig Hell a hole yeah. in my backyard for a lot less than $2,000, though.
Yeah. But I think there's city ordinances that you can't just bury.
They ain't got to know about it.
I want my
it
body.
Be our burial plot.
Right. I want my body to be as gone as possible.
You to know.
Yeah. Well, I want my body to be as gone as possible. I don't want to be existing at all. I want to be all in science. I want someone to use me all the way.
Now, see, me and Molly
all of it.
Even your taint?
All of it. I wanted to do extensive taint surgery. I want someone to have no taint. They probably had a bad pregnancy.
The taintless.
No,
this
seriously,
one's for you, taintless.
There's pregnancies where all that shit rips open. They need my taint.
Slap it on like a Band-Aid, right?
I taint using it.
You taint using
Hey, zing. There we go.
Hey, yeah, zing that one.
I taint using it.
As we all write it down.
Taint using...
We were talking about the other day, and I said to Molly, I said, can you say, hey, I want to donate my body to science, but only like certain parts of your body? Like, you know, I have a heart murmur, so I want to donate my heart. But I don't want to, or my brain, you know, because you know, this mastermind of intelligence and comedy. But I don't want to, I don't want to be using my fucking pancreas. Like, that's my pancreas. I don't want anybody using it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it when you're dead?
That's what she said.
That's his business.
That's what she said.
That's not for you to ask. That's his business when he does that.
What if I get up to the pearly gates and Jesus says, can I see your pancreas?
All right, one pancreas, please.
Oh, we're in imagination land, huh? We're playing games in imagination land now.
They call those sweetbreads in restaurants.
Oh, boy. Some Hannibal Lecter shit. Some Hannibal Lecter shit right there.
So you're telling me that I'm an arrogant, pompous asshole if I want to choose which of my body parts that they get to work on.
Those were your words. But I will say that I completely support people having their bodies used completely.
All of it.
Absolutely all of it. What are you doing with it? You're literally just ruining and wasting space for you to have other people in your life commemorate
that, but
where you were.
There's leftovers, though. They're not going to be
somebody can make a necklace out of teeth.
They're not going to be like, oh, those, what are we going to do? It's not like the buffalo
and
the Native
Americans.
They
grind me up in a hot dog and stick me under a tree or something.
But what about your toenails and stuff?
Why would they put a hot dog under a tree?
Who's going to eat that hot dog? Hey!
That's such a good point.
If Heather was turned into a hot dog, would you eat her? I know I would. And I wash it out with a frosty Bud Light.
I vomited.
We've gone off the rails very quickly.
Can I change my answer with what I want to do with my body?
I vomited so much last night. Like more than I have in a long time.
What?
Yeah, I we're going to talk about the next
episode. Oh, the next episode's an intervention.
Okay. Yeah.
Blake's bullying
me. No, but just laughing hurts. It makes me want to throw up again. But
next,
cool.
Next episode is going to be puke-centric, is that right?
Yeah, puke-centric.
Good.
So
stay tuned next week.
So the burial plots, $2,000.
$2,000. Burial plots, Bloomington.
Sign me up.
You can look in their events calendar, and they have it listed.
Dustin, what do you want to do with your body when you're dead? I find this topic very interesting.
I don't know. I haven't really gotten that far.
Dustin, you'll be dead.
I think the first question is, are you an organ donor?
I'm
it says on your ID.
Oh,
on your
this
ID.
Is where you're gonna get
just
judged.
Be glad she's not drunk right now. She'd bring the hammer down on you so hard.
I haven't signed anything on my driver's license, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
she's judging you so hard.
That's all right.
It's fine. Anyone can do what they want.
I say, take an ice cream scoop, take everything you can they can use, burn the rest, and then like paint a picture with me or hunt an endangered animal with my like mixing it with gunpowder and hunt an endangered animal with it.
Damn.
So, something like that. Something simple like that.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna write that down for future.
And make a note of it.
Yeah.
We my legacy. Yeah, we have it on Audible.
I should probably get turned into a record. They do that.
Ooh, that would be cool.
People get turned into records?
Yeah, like you can have some of your ashes and stuff like put into a piece of vinyl. And
you know someone's just going to leave
it. Put your to get you from one place
favorite.
To the other.
Yeah, exactly. Put like your favorite song and then, yeah.
You know someone's just going to leave it in their basement player. And it's just going to get warped and with mildew and then you're going to end up throwing it away.
Yeah. Well... But do you get thanks to, do for you, nothing, Grandpa.
Do you get to choose what albums it is? Like,
yeah, they'd probably put me on a Doors record as
right,
a joke.
I was say, like, I would, yeah. I would definitely
fuck
say
break on through.
Dustin told me he really likes the Doors and would really like to be put on one of their 17 reissues.
Yeah, no problem. Here we go.
The Last Strange. When you're a strange.
All right, what else we got for news? I got more news.
Ooh, I got more news. Oh, I watched a funny video. Which just came out. So it was
do tell.
When did this become the news? You sitting hamster? Around watching funny videos.
This is a funny video about news-related things. All right, just
go ahead.
So a horrible woman runs into a door after screaming at food workers to get it right the first time.
Hmm.
That's the gist of the video.
You're all about the working man, aren't you, Heather?
Yeah, I think so. All
right.
Little guy and stuff. This horrible lady comes up to the counter, and her child had been given a burrito with green peppers in it rather than red peppers that she had specially requested. Yes.
If they were colorblind, they wouldn't have even known the difference.
Right, yeah. But she went up to the counter, and she was very upset. And she said, here in America, we speak English to our workers.
Oh.
And then she proceeded to say, get it right the first time, 10 times. And then she ran into a door.
So the person said, verde, rojo?
And she said, it's rude to speak in another language.
Just like Sarah Palin said, right? Speak American.
Right.
Speak American.
Hey,
so that was a fun video.
Do you have on your list of newsworthy stories about the 5 battleships that are like outside of Alaska? I'm super fucking paranoid about this.
What?
Oh, no, I don't have real news like that. Oh. What is that about?
Have you heard about
that's
it at
okay.
all?
No, I haven't
nothing
heard
of
about
any real
that.
Consequence.
Oh, it was like 5... battleships.
5 points tattoo in North Carolina.
5 points tattoo in North Carolina. They have 5 battleships.
Wow. Nice. No wonder they gave us $50.
Really
$50
got 50 bucks to spare.
I was like, all right, assholes, you probably could have given us a whole battleship to do this show on.
I want a schooner.
So are they like from Russia? Then?
No, they're from China.
Oh.
There's 4 China.
They're out of their jurisdiction.
They're way
man.
Out of where they usually are.
No, we're probably asking for it.
Well, China's going to take over, most certainly. We owe China so much money.
Have you tried their food? It's like please, take
that's
us
standing,
over.
Yeah.
Let
orange
me get some
chicken,
China.
Yes.
Hey,
yeah.
General So leading the way.
Have you ever fucked any Chinese pussy? It's like, let's go.
Whoa.
I'm like, what's taking so long? Let's go. You don't think I'm fucking all, do you? You just keep glaring at me like I'm really
we have a spectator in the audience.
We have an addition to our group.
Is there like some German jokes we should tell?
Well, I wouldn't lead with, have you fucked Chinese pussy? When trying to endear yourself to a guest, that's towards the tail end of the conversation, perhaps.
Ich bin ein idiot.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought maybe you gave her the scoop about what goes on.
But so what's going on? They're there
and like hanging out, and everybody's like, oh, you know, like Obama's and his people are like, oh, don't worry about it, it's no big deal. I'm like, well, I think it's a big deal. That's a long way from China.
What do you think should be done?
I think we should get some battleships to go in front of their battleships to block the coast of Alaska.
Are they filming a sequel to the movie Battleship?
Ooh, good question.
I've never seen that movie.
Don't see it.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, I don't like the missiles. I was really displeased.
Rihanna was in it, if that tells you anything.
Shine bright.
Oh, I guess that doesn't tell you the same thing it tells me.
She did
bitch
not
better have
like
some money.
She did not shine bright like a diamond.
And she didn't use an umbrella, Ella. Ella.
Oh.
Is that all you have, Blake, on that story? Or is there any other?
Ooh, I have one more funny story, though.
Okay.
Jerry Bantz tried to run for Canadian Parliament, but dropped out because he peed in a cup 3 years ago.
Cool.
It's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. So that's the title
of
the story.
Wait, so if I've peed in a cup, I can run for Parliament?
Dude, no, this story is crazy, though. Like, it makes you think, like, every bad thing you've ever done, like, you're fucked at this point if you've done something crazy.
You mean
like
everything we do is tracked, you mean, and
yeah.
there's a record of it somewhere?
Yes, that was a much
what,
better
what
way
if we
it.
Even clear our history on Google? What happens? I mean,
oh,
no, surely no one's
you.
Looking at that.
I got you first place. I'd erase the caches and all the cookies, so I'm good.
Yeah, I'm with Blake. I sleep well thinking that.
You're with me? Like in a sexual
You guys, are you guys sleeping well after you get done fretting about Chinese battleships?
When we play Chinese battleships.
We play Chinese checkers?
No, we play the Chinese version of Battleship.
And then we
is that when you just hover near other borders and like not really do anything?
That's right. You put their finger right by his butthole. You don't quite touch it. You're just like, are you worried?
Is that what we call that?
Oh.
Is that the name of the game?
I'm glad I'm only on every other recording. I'm missing out on that one.
You need to come over here
so
Tuesday.
You probably can't run for office because they probably taped that somewhere.
Because of our butthole play?
Yeah, this guy was working as an appliance repairman and was caught on film in 2012. He peed in a cup, poured it in the sink, and then put the cup back on the counter. And then the owner came out. So he just did some weird shit. I don't know if they were being assholes or what, but that's like what he did.
I would vote for that guy.
Maybe he was on like one of those prank show pilots and it never got anywhere.
They're like, that wasn't interesting.
Nah, I don't think that's funny. People pay tough.
It's only funny if people drink it.
You've been pissed.
Was that a guy for me?
Ooh, I have a follow-up to the man who sold dirty socks instead
of
marijuana.
Follow-ups. I love your follow-ups.
Actually, can we just hear about more funny videos you saw?
There was one where they pet
there was a cat.
They pet a hamster over and over until it was... That one was so cute, though. Hold on. I do have a really funny one. I forgot to write it down. It's not a video, but it's this man in San Antonio, Texas, and he attempted to rob a bank. And he's asked for a Spanish teller, someone who spoke Spanish. And then someone came up there, and then he wrote on a piece of paper, Donne Dinero, which means give me the money.
Yeah.
They didn't speak Spanish, so they were like, and they're like looking around for someone to like translate it, and then he just left.
Did he get arrested?
No. I mean, they're looking for him. He's like, has $5,000 reward for finding him. And he looks like the strangest person. He looks like the wife of the Adams family, like with
Morticia?
This big. Yeah, it looks like Morticia with like a gray streak in his hair and like a weird cloak. Yeah. He's like wearing a cloak in San Antonio, Texas.
I feel like frustration would be the last emotion that I would have leaving a bank attempt, you know? Yeah. Like, God damn it.
That's funny.
And those people take forever. Can't even rob it.
In this area, they should definitely be able to speak a different language.
You guys want to know a funny video I saw once?
Yeah.
It's called Free and Running by Flat Black Cadillac.
Well, today, September 11th, 2015, is the anniversary of a very important event. It was 14 years ago today that I got fired from Gadzooks for stealing while everyone's attention was focused on something happening on the television.
It's funny.
Did you write that?
Oh, yeah.
Who wrote that?
I wrote it.
Okay, now I know. Who not to let it write? Oh. Are we? Hold on, we're tuning up. Right?
Will the 1, 2, 3, 4. Right 95 down on 85 south. Got a quarter tank of gas and a quarter of an ounce. High as a kite, I'm a loaded full of hate. With 500 horses and my full weight, we're free. That motherfucker full bottle and gunning for you right now. Tearing up the road and raising hell down south. I'm on channel 19 talking out my ass. Mr. Billy Big Rig, I got my foot on. Running from the cops, cutting back by the pass. On a trailer park, dirt road, I'm full white trash. We're free and running. That motherfucker full throttle and gunning for you right now. Tearing up the road, raising hell down south. Fresh out the trail in my 4x4. I got 4 bottle tires, got mud on the floor. Tracking that shit through the whole liquor store. Drinking Jack Daniels, baby, y'all fucking hardcore. Free and running. That motherfucker full throttle and got it for you right now. Tearing off the road and raising hell down south. Yeah! We'll be right back.
Am I going to do it now, or is... I think it was... Heather was pissed about something during the break, I think.
Was she supposed to say the name of the song?
No, she's not.
You sure?
Well, this is... This can is I say it? I could say it. I mean, I can do it. It doesn't bother me.
This
I
is
mean,
a,
I have picked up the wrong slack. I'm sorry. I was ahead of myself. I am completely on the wrong page.
But Blake, you tell us what you would like to have happen.
I would
right
like
now.
You to read the contact information.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Let's reverse it 30 seconds where I laugh in coming up. Thanks, Flat Black Cadillac. I hope everyone had a good Labor Day.
Oh, I labored.
It was rhetorical. I don't really care. Thank you. While you were out enjoying your Pabst Blue Ribbons and barbecue pork chop smamiches, I almost said pork slop.
Oh.
That would sound good, too. I was slaving over a hot laptop, toiling on how I can implore you to contact the show. But after 5 to 10 minutes of struggling, I gave in and went to a cookout. And here we are, mid-show, and I have no way to tell our listener to drop us a line at blake@ibwip.com or send us a message on Facebook. I wrote nothing about subscribing to IBWIP on iTunes or Stitcher Smart Radio, so people can listen to our entire back catalog for free. I wish I would have spent just a few more minutes trying to determine how to tell everyone about our vape-centric YouTube channel, PiaVision, or how to tell everyone the fun that we have with the Periscope app. But alas, I was unable to alert our audience of these things. Or was I?
Ooh.
That was good. Hey, folks, definitely contact us. We have a donate button. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we know it works now.
We know it works. Let's just get a trend going. We need the Pop Rocks.
Even if it's only a dollar. If everybody that listened to the show donated a dollar, we could have $5.
We have $5.
And with $5...
We will not take German currency, though. I don't have any way to...
Deutschmarks!
You'll have to translate that into American money.
Denise the German, are you on Deutschmarks or are you on the Euro?
Euro. Yeah, everybody's on the Euro.
Except us? Is that why the Chinese are taking over us?
I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think the Chinese are on the Euro.
Well, until the Chinese, they're on the Yen. I know that.
The new yen.
Come on. Anyway, this is where I plug other stuff. Donation button.
Oh, we got an overflow here. Jason's pumpkin beer exploded.
I'm uninvited. Definitely check out the other podcast we have, the song Inside and Out. We recently released an episode with our friend Slack Eyed Slim talking about Juniper Tree off his new album. And on the 15th of September, we're releasing another episode with Pee Wee Moore. And he talks about the song Woman. And if there is a song or an artist you would like to have us talk to on the show, a specific song that you want them to talk about.
Def Leppard Armageddon it.
Yeah, But the drummer would have to like hold it like the phone with his foot.
Guys, come on.
Nobody wants to talk to Rick Allen.
Anyway, email us at the song Inside and Out at yahoo.com. Also want to give a shout out, as always, to our buddies at ShockerEliquid.com. And RockyTopVapor.com.
Woohoo!
What the hell is going on?
The wheels are falling off.
What is...
I got a question. Blake, everyone you talked to on the song, and even before the song was a thing, when IBWIP did a lot of Roots music interviews, you always had the coolest... The artists always have the coolest names. I know that I bring this up every once in a while, but I don't think Pee Wee Moore has come up. Please tell me that's his real name.
Well, they called him Pee Wee as a kid.
Good enough for me.
All right.
Boom!
All right, going back to our buddies at ShockerEliquid.com and RockyTopVape.com. There's a little look at RockyTopVape.com right on the screen. Go there, and IBWIP20 is the promo code you would like to use. They have 20% off of their entire stock of everything. I think you can even buy one of the employees.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
20% off. That's a good deal.
They should sell letters from, what was her name, Mary Ellen? They should sell letters from her, for handwritten letters that she writes. Isn't
because
she
of her good penmanship?
Am I losing it?
Brandy.
Oh, Brandy.
Yeah, because of the little notes she puts in with it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
yeah, and so check them out. Shocker E-Liquid, I was going to go through all the flavors real quick.
Red. Go for it.
But
I
don't have it with me.
Red. Oh, there's red.
Oh. Razzmatazz.
No, the Shocker. The Spocker.
The Free Thinker. Sleepy.
Is that one of these?
The Rotisserie.
Dopey.
Ooh, chicken.
Is this the Rotisserie? Is this what a Rotisserie does? Something like
you
this.
Just, you take, and you just spin you, it. You take it and you just...
You do a little spin.
If you're from the west side, you know it's the best side.
Right.
You have to have strong wrists for that
one. Do you remember
one?
What he...
yes, you do, yeah.
The blowfish?
The blowfish.
Hootie and the blowfist?
Oh, no. I don't know. Is that like all the way in and then it's being...
Heather, it's called listening to the show you're on.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we forgive you.
Thanks.
And then Rocky Top Vapor, they have that great line of audio fog is the one. It is the best vape juice I've come across.
And then how much percent do you get off of that?
20% off.
Jesus.
Yeah.
They're
giving this juice away. So check them out. We love them. They love us. Sometimes I feel like we should go and spend the night with them.
I'm in.
Oh.
Really? That would be cool.
I think we should go spend the night with them. I'm wondering if we can have like a sleepover inside
like
the store.
IBWIP pajama party?
A lock-in. A RockyTopVapor.com lock-in.
A rockin' lock-in with Rocky Top Vapor.
Yes!
A rockin' lock-in.
I like it.
They should have a night at the museum, but like where all the vape comes alive.
I don't even know what that means.
I want to be Ben Stiller.
I want to be Robert Williams. He's dead. That's why that's
funny. I want to be a woolly mammoth.
Oh no, mama, don't give me them looks. All I wanna do is read my old books. Don't give a damn about my health. I just wanna see them books on my shelf. Baby, baby, you'll never understand me. I just wanna have something to read, something to look at, something to think about. Baby, you knew that was what it was all about. Oh no, mama, you'll never understand me. Oh no, mama, just give a little time to read. I read in the morning, you just say no. Try to read in the evening, you say let's go out drinking and dancing and have a good time. Try to get the silly books off your mind. I'm a crazy boy, you're a crazy girl, and I don't want none other gal in the world. So tonight I focus, you will see. Forget about the books that I read. Oh no, mama, you know I can't forget. Oh no, mama, you just don't understand yet. Time went on, my head in the clouds, and you needed me here, right now. And I done you wrong, baby, that is true. Just too busy reading and missing you. You were all gone without a sound, and I didn't even notice till I read the note that I found. Oh no, mama, you left me in a note. Oh no, mama, you signed it, that's all she wrote.
And that was That's All She Wrote by the Bootstrap Strings Duo. And I have one more thing to add to my news before I was so rudely cut off.
News.
Yes, just one more. Just one more.
Just one more video.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about when I was said that I had a follow-up, and then you said, we're not doing
She's
that.
She's getting irate.
You said it. You didn't say it literally, but you said it with your actions.
That's how woman
You said it with your eyes.
You said it with your actions, and they speak louder than words.
You said it with your eyes, and then you pushed the button and did the segment. Did I really do that?
Yeah, you really did. But we'll get back to it. It's something to work on. You can work on yourself.
I don't like it when mom and dad fight.
You can work on yourself. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I do need to work on myself. I think I'm losing my voice.
Chickadee, check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's what Cube said.
I chickadee all the time. I chickadee till the cows come home.
You know
how?
I tell Eli, I said, don't roll around the grass. You get chickadee.
Yeah.
I hate that when he does that. I hate when little kids roll around the grass. It makes me so mad.
They're going to get what?
Chickadees.
Chickadee sounds like it's
or
like they're going to get real hyper. Like just, they're
can
chickadee.
You scabies?
I think so, yeah.
Scabies rhymes with less horrific of a word.
Babies.
No.
Slavies?
Oh, jeez. You can get chiggers outside, or you can get slavies. Black people, you decide.
Oh, jeez. All right. Yikes. But the follow-up. Is that that was just all right? So we talked about a man who was selling dirty socks instead of marijuana in a backpack a few weeks ago. Right. That man got sentenced to 1 year in prison
for socks
because it was considered fraud, basically falsifying the product that he was
fraudulent
providing.
Even though what he is selling is illegal.
Yeah,
he got
Had it been marijuana that had been found, his fine was it was $2,800 worth of weed. Had that been marijuana instead, he would be looking at, you know, close to like 15 years in prison.
Jeez.
Good thing they were just cock socks.
Mm-hmm. Good thing just cock socks. You know that he jacked it in each one of those socks before he gave it to them.
That's inappropriate. I mean,
I'm sorry.
Didn't mean
to take it to that level. I would say that interrupting people is inappropriate, but, you know, different levels, different.
All right. Six and one half, it doesn't.
All right.
All right.
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's saddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas.
The last time we left our hero, Dick Justice, he had escaped the clutches of evil Darth Mater with the help of interior design guru Hans So-So and short-lived character Chi-Chi Baca, both of whom perished in the escape. There was only one thing on Justice's mind, and that was finding Princess Leia. Let's join our hero as he races down the halls of Darth Mater's fortress with danger around every turn.
I sense a disturbance! It's either a disturbance or that gas station sushi that I had for lunch! Princess Leia! You must bring Dick Justice to me! He is fond of you, and this shall be his last adventure as a so-called hero.
Darth Mater, you must tell him the truth. Maybe he'll join you. Maybe he will help you control all of the galaxy.
No! No! He will never join me! Telling him the truth will only make him grow more suspicious of my plan. Now go! Fetch me Dick!
Yes, Father.
Door slammed shut.
Meanwhile, Dick Justice was frantically running through each corridor of the fortress, hiding from the droids and crew members that were in search of him. But from the darkness, he heard a voice.
Hey there, my brother. What are you in such a hurry for? You looking for a special lady for the evening?
I guess you could say I am. Who are you?
Well, you have found the right person to help you out, my brother. I am the one and the only Orlando Calhoun, space pimp.
Space pimp? What the hell's a space pimp?
You know, when a man such as yourself is looking for a little company after a long day of space travels, a bat mitzvah, or, of course, a bachelor party, for the right price, I can make any of your wildest dreams come true, my brother.
I'm looking for a specific woman.
My brother, shoo. I got everything from an Asian porn star to a four-breasted alien with a tongue that, whoo! Out of this world.
No. Just no. No, I'm looking for a particular woman by the name of Princess Leia. Four-breasted alien, you say? How much does that cost?
For you? How about 6,000 bitcoins?
What the hell is a bitcoin?
Oh, it's a totally worthless form of currency that still hasn't really caught on even thousands of years after its invention. But this Princess Leia that you're looking for, she ain't one of the bitches, so I can't help you out, yo.
I've got to find her. She isn't Princess Leia. Her name is Peggy, and many, many years ago, she was my girlfriend. I have to find her. I have to save her from the grips of Darth Mater.
Ooh, damn, brother. If you're looking for one of Darth Mater's hoes, then shoot, that is way out of my league. I'm more of a low-end vajayjay supplier around here, but I can tell you where she might be. Okay, you go out this door, then head to your right. You'll go down about three corridors, and then take another right. After you pass the Starbucks, take a quick left, then another right. After that, say it's about four more corridors and a right.
Okay. Thanks, Orlando. It was great meeting you.
And you as well, my brother. Hey, here's my card in case you don't find this Princess Leia ho.
Thanks.
As Dick ran out the door and to the right, he headed past three corridors and then took another right. As he passed the Starbucks, he stopped dead in his tracks. It was her, Princess Leia.
Princess, I finally found you. We've got to get out of here. Follow me.
Justice, we can't leave here. Darth Mater has complete control over everything in Hatchet Wound. Listen, Dick, there is something I have to tell you. Darth Mater isn't who you think he is. And I'm not who you think I am, either. I'm the person that is... I mean...
Shh. Shh, Princess Leia. Shh. Don't say anything. I know that you're my beloved Peggy. I don't know what happened, but I know in my heart of hearts, it's really you.
No, Justice, I'm not this Peggy you keep talking about. I'm just a one-legged whore with a pimp named Darth Mater. I am also your...
Enough! Princess Leia! Shut your mouth before I have to lay down my strong pimp hand!
I don't believe this. Princess Leia, you're not some intergalactic one-legged hoe bag. I know it's you, Peggy.
Justice, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm actually...
Dick Justice! I am the most powerful pimp on this planet, and I'm about to become the most powerful pimp in the galaxy with your help. Join me, and you will have more power and wealth than you could ever imagine. You will have Poontang to the left, and perhaps more importantly, Poontang to the right, and you'll be swimming in bitcoins.
First of all, Darth Mater, I know that bitcoins are completely worthless. Second, I have respect for women, and I don't use violence as a way of controlling them into exchanging sex for money.
Justice, you're making a big mistake here. This is your last chance. Join me or be my enemy.
Justice, I am begging you. Join him before you end up getting yourself killed.
Do it, Justice. For once in your life, make the right decision.
No, no, I'll never join you.
So be it, Justice.
Oh yeah, shit. Come on, Justice. Let's blow this place up and get the fuck out of here. Follow me.
Where are we going? By the way, I'm sorry I interrupted you. I apologize.
Yeah, if you shut the fuck up so we can get the fuck out, just listen to my instructions. We're going to my spaceship, bro. It's down the corridor to the left. About halfway down, we gotta take the elevator up to the 75th floor. Then to the right. After the Starbucks on the corner, take another right, and then a sharp left.
But what about Princess Leia?
Oh, man, she ain't worth it, yo. She's just like all the other hoes out there in the galaxy. Let's go, man. Let's beat it.
I can't leave her. I know she's Peggy.
Come on, Justice. We gotta go now. Trust me, man. Hell, for all you know, she's probably your sister.
Move him on, hit him up, hit him up. Move him on, hit him up, rawhide.
Well, that's all for now, young cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new Harrowing Adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Same Dick time, same Dick channel.
I'm pretty amazed at this story.
Yeah.
It's been going on for, like forever.
Unbelievable.
Seems like.
It's an amazing tale.
And it's amazing that it seems so realistic. It seems like people write stuff, and we don't even use it. Just people just ad-lib.
It's brilliant.
It's that smooth. Are you fucking eating goldfish? Are you serious? You're serious. You're just sitting there.
Oh, yeah. Motherfucking goldfish.
I'm sorry.
He's like, well, it just caught me off guard because I'm looking at him, and he's like a little kid like in the back seat of a car, and I'm looking through the rear mirror. He's just like putting his hand. He's like slowly into the bag, and he's pulling
it. No sound.
If I don't make a sound, I will get away with this. Okay, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, let's talk about how Orlando Calhoun, when he said that line, she's just like all the other hoes out there in the galaxy.
Yeah.
I really felt that. I really felt like he was coming from a place. He was looking back in his life at the hoes that he had had in the galaxy.
I think that guy knows hoes.
He knows hoes.
He has known his fair share of hoes.
That was a good subtle moment.
Right. It made you stop and think to yourself.
How many hoes have I known?
How many hoes do I know?
Yeah.
How many hoes?
For sure.
For Shizzle. Bizzle. I mean, I don't think Snoop Dogg knows as many hoes as Orlando Calhoun.
Orlando Calhoun, yeah.
Snoop Dogg. I tell you the thing about Snoop Dogg. He's quite a character.
Huh. Something funny.
And some would say that all of us should stay in character.
I'm going to see Snoop Dogg tomorrow. True story.
Hopefully she's not dead.
Oh, you faded out before the high note.
Dun, 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 dun.
Blake just missed a call from his grandma.
Uh-oh. Oh, she calling to see how I'm doing?
Hey-o.
Little cross-grandma action.
All right, what we got?
Well, first, I want to follow up with something Dustin just said before we went to that great rendition. And I'm surprised, too, Blake, that you didn't mention how much work and effort you put into that intro, which was fantastic, by the way.
Thank you.
Yep.
Dustin, you're going to go see Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, he's going to be at Riot Fest.
Is that Chicago?
Yeah, this weekend. And he is performing the Doggy Style album.
That's a pretty popular thing. The past, mm-hmm. I'd say 5 to 8 years, people coming out and just saying, you know what? I know I peaked here. Let's just do the whole damn album.
Friday, which is today, I get to hear Straight Outta Compton, performed by Ice Cube and Friends, featuring two members of NWA and his son, who portrayed him in the movie. And tomorrow night on Saturday, I will be enjoying the D-O-double-G, busting out some gin and juice.
Who are the other two members of NWA that he's going to be with?
Original it's members? MC Ren and DJ Yella.
DJ, okay. Yeah. Is there
Dre will not be there.
I was going to say, is there an unbreachable
Eazy-E will also not be there.
Yeah, Eazy-E dead.
Yeah.
You know what, I heard,
no hologram either.
I heard Eazy-E was actually encased in amber, and maybe someday scientists will be able to
clone. I think it was carbonite.
That's right. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay in character anyway. That's how we play Stay in Character.
That's the whole thing. Good game.
That was it.
That
was
good fun. Game, you Thanks, guys. Dude, I liked it, yeah.
No, we've made some adjustments to this game.
We've played Stay in Character off and on, as a lot of our bits are off and on, for the past 2 years. And it's usually, hey, I'm going to write down some ideas for characters, I'm going to pass it around, and we just have to act like those characters without saying what we are, and then we have to guess at the end. And if it gets out of control, we kind of ding each other out, and then it's bedlam.
It was sloppy. It was like having sex for the first time. You know what you're supposed to do, but it just kind of goes. It's just really weird and awkward. And
maybe for you,
you're putting in a lot of.
It's funny that we said sex for the first time. Can I bring this up?
Sure.
What happened the first time you had sex?
The first person I ever had sex with was right. It sits right over there.
Heyo.
Boy, she looks proud.
No, she it was.
Look
it was
how an, far he's come.
It was a night of disappointment for everybody. No, that's not true. That's not true.
Bloody Wanker?
Denise is in the audience, and she was my high school
British.
Girlfriend.
Oh.
And
she took her virginity?
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
I don't think she took it.
I just got to know you guys.
Give it back!
So
now, did you have to claim that when you went back
construct.
Home? Did you have to claim his virginity when you went back home?
In customs?
That was a good joke.
That was pretty good. I like that. That's the first time she laughed. I can't.
Like, all this other stuff is stupid, but custom jokes?
Virginity
that shit's the worst.
All right,
so that was a little fun fact about this old podcaster. Anyway, what we're going to do this time is we're going to pass out, again, a description of a character, two
is
or three.
Is his penis really small?
No.
No? Oh. Okay.
Hey-o.
Finally validated.
Thanks, folks. Good night.
And that's all we needed. That's this whole podcast is building up to this.
Not small Jason. There's his new
nickname.
Okay.
Nope to small.
Fair to midland-sized Jason. Okay, so we're going to pass out these characters. They're all going to have 2 to 3 word descriptions of a character. And I think we decided we're going to say them. We're going to say what we are.
Right.
And then we're going to act out those characters in a scenario.
And I have the scenario written.
Oh, so we're not guessing anymore.
No, we're not guessing.
Gotcha.
So I'm
going
to pass. Blake, please choose one.
It's supposed to be. Now it's just kind of like it ends up being like trying to be like an improv kind of
thing. Gotcha. Okay.
But you know, it was broke, so this is our attempt to fix it.
Because if it ain't broke.
I like it. I like
still
it.
Try to fix it.
Okay, let's go ahead and flip them over.
Oh, man.
Blake, would you like to tell everyone who you're going to be in this?
Yes, I'm going to be an overexcited ice cream store owner, a female.
Ooh.
Heather?
I am an Italian pizza place owner, and I'm a male.
Damn it, that's the one I wanted.
Dustin?
I got
trade for 6,000
yeah,
bitcoins.
Yeah, I'm a German shoe shop owner, and I'm going to have a critic here the whole time I'm doing it.
She's looking at you now.
Yeah.
I will be an Asian
lawyer. Show us this. Shoe repair man, you speak
up. Yeah, I haven't worked on a German accent.
A cobbler.
Neither has Blake.
Yeah, obviously.
Blake's got one or two in him, just really good ones. That's all he needs.
But I'm the voice.
It's gotten you this far.
I know, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's what's about sex life. I got one or two good moves, and then it's 90-90.
Then it's bedlam for you.
Yes.
I will be an Asian laundromat owner, and I'll be female. I think the only one who got their actual gender is Dustin, so
yeah, I'm
good
male.
On you.
I got a dick.
Way to get that dick.
Yeah.
Get that dick.
Okay, so you're probably thinking, okay, I know what character I am.
Yeah.
But what's happening?
What could bring all these characters together?
Are we at a
council
meeting for something happening on our block? On our mutually owned block?
Very close.
Close.
Mm-hmm. But no cigar.
Right.
Aw, I wanted one.
Where did that phrase come from? When were they passing out cigars because someone was close to something?
They're like guessing and they're like,
there you go. You got
but
you.
No cigar for you.
Right.
Jerry gets no cigar for not knowing.
That started in Cuba. That's what that saying started.
I did not expect anyone to have an answer for that.
Do you know that what the story was?
Oh, yeah. It was this Cuban drug lord. Mm-hmm. And then there was this
just shut up for a minute.
And then there was this Cuban.
It's history.
It's story time. And then there was this Cuban who made cigars. So he raised tobacco. And
naturally.
One time they had lunch together because they were discussing how to smuggle each of their products into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so the drug lord was like, hey, you know, I got this idea. And he goes, I think it'll work. And the cigar guy goes, close! But no cigar.
Wow. Good man. Way to go.
Good on you.
Good on you, sir.
Good researching. You wouldn't even know.
Maybe we should just have a moment of silence to absorb that.
Okay.
Or maybe we should start, stay in character.
Hey!
Dun 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 dun.
This is a scene where the four of us will be involved, where a car accident in the middle of the street just happened.
Car?
Okay. Do we have a sound effect?
Probably not.
What else do you want from us?
We didn't have a door closing earlier.
Oh, yeah! Shit!
That's a car.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Is everybody all right? Oh, my God! There's a fire! It looks like a fire! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
What happened out here? What happened outside with the car accident?
I don't know. I was scooping some ice cream for this German lady over here. And it was German chocolate, by the way. And all of a sudden I heard this loud explosion. And I just ran out here.
Ew. What happened out here? What happened to this car?
As I was saying, I was scooping some ice cream for my German customer. There's no reason why I needed
to... Nine! You called me woman.
No, it's this other customer that had sex with somebody once. Anyway, I mean, this is really going to affect my business. I mean, look at this mess.
It's going to affect your business. I have the highest rates out here. My pizza is known throughout the town. Yours is just a small truck.
Three scoops.
Do they need shoes?
I think the shoes are probably burned off.
Do we all have shoes on? We should definitely be wearing shoes.
I think so.
I make you shoes.
Hey, can somebody call 911?
I make a phone call. I use ancient Chinese secret.
Okay, Adam Sandler.
Hey, Sabadoo. Tally-hoo.
This is not a joking matter.
Oh,
are the people okay?
Let me go look. I'm going to go over here. Are you okay?
Nine.
It's all right.
I don't know. They're not responding. Did somebody call 911?
It's all right.
Nine.
I think the Chinese man did.
I am a woman. I called a police right now. Sabadoo.
Du hast.
Insane.
No. We keep going. We have to get this cleared up. Everything has to be resolved before we end this. Okay, so you call the police.
We are.
Who will be responsible for cleaning up this mess?
The city.
I will launch the street.
I'm just enjoying my beer.
You drink? What kind of store owner are you when you drink all day?
I cobble.
What?
Shoes.
This is just as bad as when we regularly do this.
Where's the bell? Why did we think we could do this?
This just gives me a chance to laugh at you all.
The
I'd really run with the pizza guy one.
Some new D-batteries.
I was just too busy laughing at Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Well, maybe this is the day we buried Stay in Character.
Stay in Character, you're over.
You're banished from the show.
I didn't realize how bad I was at Italian accents. Easy.
It was pretty bad.
It was all bad.
I thought we were really going to change it. I was like, oh, we have a purpose now.
Mamma mia, it's a car accident.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I just don't know what I'm supposed to do about the car accident. That's
make a pizza,
Oh, I could have supplied pizza to the constituents outside.
Why do they all have to be of a certain ethnicity?
Yeah. Why are all these people there?
You just wanted funny voices, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was trying to help out the team, but it looks like I made it worse.
You had a lot of fun, though.
Once Adam Sandler showed up, I was done.
Yeah, because, you know, if your bit is that bad that you have to go to an Adam Sandler.
Is that an Adam Sandler
thing? That's actually the second Sandler reference this episode, since I pulled out the one earlier.
I want to do the mother voice from the Cock and Balls skit. You guys remember that one?
They're all going to laugh at you. I made some jelly sandwiches and cut up some cantaloupe.
Fuck me in the goat ass. That's horrible. That's pretty good.
That's Dustin, why don't you go ahead and tell people about all the other episodes.
All right.
He's got a big one. You know that.
Do that. It's like a baseball. Like, it's a high fly ball.
Ooh, it's a variation. Sanders cut it. Right there. Like that.
Was that your Italian pizza guy?
Yeah.
All right,
let's end this show quickly.
Episode 213.
It's bleeding. We need to put a tourniquet on this thing and cut it off.
That's just going to keep it alive. Vape Classy is now available. And episode 214, Day 1 AIDS, is now available. Episode 216, our next episode, inevitably titled Rust Only Sleeps, will be available on Friday, September 18th.
Pretty good.
And don't forget, today, September 11th, is No News is Good News Day. Where would Huey Lewis be with no news? We wouldn't have sports, I'll tell you that much.
I don't want to live in that world.
Also, today is Make Your Bed Day. Like the immortal Clint Eastwood once said, go ahead, make my bed.
How would Rocky say that? Hey, Rocky, how's it going?
It's going. I just heard there was a car accident. Is everybody okay?
Are you ready for school?
School?
Are you ready for school?
I don't go to school.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Did you brush your teeth? Did you get dressed? Did you make your bed?
Oh, yeah.
See?
I made my bed. Like, today is make your bed day. So, I totally made my bed.
I think it's the look on his face is always the funniest part, because it's just like, his eyes are just like...
Your whole face has to get into character.
You making fun of me?
No. No, it's just... You look insecure when you talk.
It's not funny to make fun of me.
His Stallone is hypersensitive about his intelligence. That's all it is.
I've been physically abused in the ear.
We got one more in us before the show's over, right?
And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions for, if not you, then who? And if you like what you hear, or if you don't, please write us a review in iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, try turning it up to 11.
Ooh,
Spinal Tap that shit.
Chapter 11 is a great chapter. Hey, folks, this has been an installment of IBWIP.
It's one for the ages.
Ended strong.
This is where I start. Ended strong. We steal goldfish from little baggies. No. We appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll never play Stay in Character again. We will actually mark it off of the spreadsheet.
That's an IBWIP guarantee.
It's a guarantee. We only bring you the best of the shitty stuff. So, Heather. Thank you very much for being on the show this evening. Did you have fun?
I had so much fun. I did.
I'm sorry I cut you off. That's really rude. You know what? I know you work hard.
I'm going to take it personally.
You're going to or you're not going to?
No, I'm
going to
take it personally for a few days. Then I'm done.
So I should call you in like 6 days. A few days is five, right? Would you say a few days is five?
Yeah, like a few days is five. Yeah, 6 days.
All right, so I'll call you. Sounds good. I'll call you next Monday.
Sounds good. Be waiting.
Sunday?
I mean, it'll be another 6 days if you don't call me that day, so watch out.
Okay. Dustin.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Dastardly Dirk had an amazing time tonight.
as well as Little Bear. Or whatever the fuck my name was called earlier.
Dick Justice Heaven.
Yeah. I just figured it's my 1 year. I should break out all the big voices from the past year.
Well, congratulations on 1 year.
Thanks.
Thank you for all the effort you put into this.
Hey, no problem.
Hey, thank you for being early.
Thank you for being a friend?
No, early.
Oh, okay. Yeah, early. We can golden girl that shit later.
Right. And Jason.
Yeah.
You did fairly well.
Oh, thanks.
Considering how you usually do.
Oh, great.
You did fairly well.
Fairly well, Jason.
What are you making, Jason?
Confetti. I'm making effort. Oh. If I do fairly well each week and Dustin does a good job, you're going to be here forever.
Yay!
I've already been here for 2 years. You're going to be here for... Just clear your calendar.
Forever.
Uh-huh. All right, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in. Make sure to check out the show, the song, Inside and Out. If I could learn the name of my own podcast.
The show. Upside and Down.
So...
Something and funny.
Something funny happens something funny. At some point.
Trademark.
So thank you very much. It's,
well.
I'm just not in it to win it today. I don't know.
You know what? You can get into it, in it to win it, though. You know what? Well, the show is over. Did you write down all the secret phrases? Put them all together, solve the riddle, and send in your answer to blake@ibwip.com to claim your expired mayonnaise. Good luck.
Hey, stay in character was so bad we didn't even do the outro. Should we do the outro now for the outro of the show?
Yeah, definitely. Like
be sure to drink
Memoriam.
Ovaltine.
R.I.P. staying character. We hardly knew ye.
That is correct.
Man.
That is correct.
I had a fight on that one. I'm sorry about that.
You had what?
I had a fight on that one. I don't know what happened.
On which one? The whole show?
Yeah.
The whole show was a struggle for you?
For me.
You weren't
smack him in the face.
You weren't vaping as much as you usually did.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, maybe
my
you need
throat
to.
Throat.
Are your nicotine levels low?
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.